Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of salawat, durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now in the next few ahadith, we'll go through some that explain the words of the salawat, the words of the durood taught to the ummah by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The salat and salam that we read is a collection of the different durood taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which appear in the various ahadith. So that is like an example of a collection of all the durood. So here in the ahadith, some of them Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought, that we'll go through. So this also explains to us the words that were taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Abi Muhammadin Ka'ab ibn Ujrah radiyallahu anhu qal, kharaja alayna nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فقلنا يا رسول الله قد علمنا كيف نسلم عليك فكيف نصلي عليك قال قولوا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد متفق عليه. حضرت أبو محمد كعب بن عجرة رضي الله عنه نريت رسول الله sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us and we said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know how to offer salam to you, but how should we send salawat, how should we send salutations upon you? We explained before that assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It was normally recited in the tashahud, so sahaba knew this, they knew how to make salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they knew the words of salam, but they didn't know what was the words of salawat. So therefore this question was asked, that how should we send salutations upon you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, say these words, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Translation is, O Allah, send salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the words that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us, words of tawheed. But the person is saying, O Allah. In other words, Allah ta'ala, you send. O Allah, send salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As you send salutations upon the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam, you are worthy of praise, majestic. O Allah, grant blessings. So the first one is, O Allah, grant salutations. And the second one is, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. This word barik comes. O Allah, grant blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As you granted blessings upon the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam, you are worthy of praise and all majesty. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Musnad Ahmad and Tirmidhi. Here we learn a few points. One is, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught this durood himself when he was asked by the sahaba. So this was taught to us directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another point that comes is, man is sinful and the messengers are sinless. Hence we can never praise him. We can never praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as he ought to be praised. We can never ever praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as he ought to be praised. So what we say, O Allah, you send salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Allah. You send salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because our supplications and our salutations can never ever do justice to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another point we learn from here is, this reinforces our belief in Tawheed. In other words, we don't make any type of trinity. We don't put anybody equal to God and say three is one and one is three. We understand that Allah ta'ala is Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Therefore we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even in this dua, we are taught tawheed. We are taught the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But O Allah, we're asking you to send salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is something that's very important. Remember this tawheed that is taught to us in this dua. Allah ta'ala forgive him, protect us. Sometimes people take it to another extreme. That, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you send salutations upon Allah ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. This is a complete extreme. It's against Tawheed. Tawheed is, we ask Allah Ta'ala, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. We ask, oh Allah, you send salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this durood Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, It's actually reinforcing Tawheed also in our minds. And what is meant by the Wa'ala Ali Muhammad? What is meant by Wa'ala Ali Muhammad? Yeah, it meant the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ulama explained that it could mean, when you talk about the family, then his wives, his children, the Banu Hashim and the Banu Abdul Muttalib. These are the bigger family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alternatively, ulama say this word Al can also mean every person that obeys Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Allah, you send your salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it includes every person that obeys Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And imagine what a great benefit it is to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To bring the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in our life, we also get included in this beautiful dua that is being read all the time by so many different people. Ulama explained that these are the words that are taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So a person should, if he can't memorize it or he can't remember it by heart, as I explained, if you get the salawat, salat and salam kitab, try and take it. If you can't do it on a daily basis, at least once a week, on a Thursday night, if a person takes and he reads, or a Friday, he takes out some time and he reads it, how nice it will be that on such a great day, a person is increasing salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.